1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday fall morning, mostly clear and 49 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning on the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Jeff and Gwen Longbine as ESU handing out University Service Citation Awards. This was started in 1980 by the Emporia State Alumni Association with the intent that this is to recognize unique and significant service to Emporia State University. And Gwen and Jeff are University Service Citation recipients this year. Gwen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
Nice to have you here. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Great. Well, thank you both for joining us here today. Jeff, I wanted to get you, get us started here. When did you wind up learning about the Service Citation Award coming to you, and just how big of an honor is this for you and for Gwen?
We were actually, I think, the 2020 winner, but we were not able to be recognized because of COVID, and sure, they wanted to do it at a football game. And so it's actually been almost a year, but we are extremely pleased and honored and quite honestly humbled by being recognized. ESU has done so much more for us than we've done for ESU. We were a little bit surprised.
Gwen, your thoughts?
As Jeff said, it's such a great honor. We just have so many great memories over the years of students that we have met through the years, whether they're student athletes or just students that we've met in the community in their tenure here. And we're just really grateful to be honored, but we're more blessed, I guess, that we've just met so many wonderful people along the way.
Well, it wasn't that long ago you graduated, right, from ESU, huh?
Right.
Well, you are ESU alums, correct, Gwen?
Yes, correct. Jeff and I actually met senior year at Emporia State, so that was just a short time ago.
Gwen, talk about what drew you to Emporia State as a student and what continues to draw you to Emporia State now as an alum and as somebody who's rooted in the Emporia community.
I'm actually one of five. I'm the youngest of five siblings, and my oldest brother came to Emporia State, and then my older sister came to Emporia State. So I was the third in our family to come to Emporia State. So by the time it got down to me, I had visited the campus so many times, visiting siblings, that I was very familiar with it. So it just felt like home. It was just a natural fit. So I was very involved on campus. I was in a sorority. I was at that time they had little sis organizations to fraternities, so we got to have a lot of social contact and community service with other Greek organizations, and actually served as a student senator for 1 year. Jeff outdid me on that. just had a wonderful opportunity to get very involved on campus and continue to serve in other ways. As an alum, I was on the executive committee for the foundation and continue to be a trustee. And so I've just tried to stay in touch through the community with supporting the arts and the student athletes and anything that's going on at Emporia State.
Well, Jeff, obviously you're local, so you were very familiar with Emporia State, but why become a Hornet?
Well, it just made sense. I attempted at one time to become a Big 8 football player, and that didn't work out, and certainly wasn't good enough to play at that level. So coming back to Emporia State to play at that level made much more sense, and it was my grandfather was having health problems at the time, and my dad needed some help, and so it was very easy to come back to Emporia State and go to school in the morning, work at the dealership in the afternoon, and that's kind of the path that we took.
So you credit Emporia State with at least some of your success, Jeff?
You know, Ron, we are so fortunate in this community to have a Regents institution. You know, not only did it give Gwen and I the educational background for us to be successful, but there's so many things that ESU does for our community. You know, we're a youthful community because we have 3,000 on-campus students interacting in our community each day. We have cultural events constantly in the community, whether it's theater, music, athletics, whatever your interest is. Emporia State is providing entertainment and cultural events throughout the community. And then something I think we take a lot for granted is there's a higher intellectual property in a community that has a Regents institution. Our faculty is so great at lending their expertise out in the community, whether that be the business or the science or teacher education. Those faculty members and grad students are out helping organizations and businesses and our city government with their intellect, and we just take it for so much for granted. But I get to interact with other legislators who don't have a Regents community in their a Regents institution in their community, and they're so envious of us.
Well, and I know that you get high praise and high marks from President Garrett and all in Emporia State for the work you do. Jeff is our 17th District State Senator, and all the proud and support that you give to Emporia State. Of course, Jeff, the owner of Longvine Auto Plaza, Gwen with Eck Real Estate, and still does some work here for us at KVOE Radio. Do want to mention, too, that Emporia State is recognizing others, too, for a Service Citation Award. Kevin Rabus and also Vern and Nancy McKenzie will be recipients as well, and they'll be honored during the Emporia State-Nebraska Kearney football game this coming Saturday. Well, Jeff and Gwen, thanks for all you do. We appreciate it, and thank you much for your time this morning. Appreciate it, Gwen.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right, Jeff, thanks.
Thank you, guys, and thank you for all you do for the community also.
Appreciate it, Jeff.
Thanks.
Jeff and Gwen Longbine, recipients of the Emporia State Service Citation Awards here this year. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of our morning show, we're looking to next week. This week has been pretty much full since before the week started, but we do have a couple of newsmaker slots open next week, Monday and Friday, 18th and 22nd. If you want one of those two, give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvoe@kvoe.com. We get a fall semester update from USD 252 Southern Line County Superintendent Mike Argabright around 7:20 tomorrow morning, following garage sales and Feel Good Friday.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. MRSK Buildings. It is 7:28, 49 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Nothing beats fresh homemade sausage, and it's easy to do. Start making your own with High Mountain Seasoning.